This is a good one. I've been meaning to comment on it for a while, but I've been involved in a lot of crooked politicians, let's say, trying to steal my stuff. But don't worry, I'll be okay. Well, check this out. I think you'll like it. I certainly do.
So my dad, a Republican state senator in New Mexico, just got back from his trip to Israel, which was not like a personal vacation, by the way. It was him and a bunch of his other Republican cronies who got invited to Israel for what I can only assume was just like a propaganda trip. So yeah, it looks like my dad and a bunch of other just like loser politicians from New Mexico went to meet with Netanyahu. And I don't know what they could possibly discuss. I mean, again, it's my dad and a bunch of other like state senators and state reps, which like, how does meeting with Netanyahu help the local people of New Mexico? Yeah, I genuinely believe that Israel is like paying my dad now to like peddle propaganda. Because he also posted this, like, super long tweet that's, like, basically dissertation length that I'm not even going to... I couldn't even take a screenshot of it and get even half of it. Like, that would take, like, 4 screenshots to get the entire thing. So if you want to check it out, I guess, go to his Twitter profile. But he was basically just peddling all of this Israeli propaganda, saying that the genocide is a lie and that, like, civilians aren't being killed and the IDF is doing everything they can to, like, minimize casualties. And I'm like... How much are they paying my dad? You know, like, how much is his soul? Because it seems like he has sold his soul to the devil and is now just peddling, like, lies and propaganda, which, I mean, look, he's a Republican politician. That's kind of, like, par for the course. But it's just a little odd to me that somebody who is a state senator, again, he's not even a U.S. senator, he's a state senator, got personally invited to Israel and met with Netanyahu. Like, what is going on here? I'm genuinely so confused, and I don't know. I think there's some, like, nefarious stuff happening, and I just genuinely hope that this will be the end of my dad's political career, because he is clearly not somebody who has, like, his constituents' best interests in mind. He just wants that Israeli propaganda money, I guess.
I love it. I love it, you know, and yeah, you know, sometimes and I think we're getting to a point now where the truth is coming out, and these fucking rats that take this Jewish money and lie to their own people, you know, they had a proposal that they Jews need to get more money to bomb the children of Palestine. The United States is now the second most hated nation on the earth. You know, now they don't tell you that on the Jewish controlled television networks. They say we're the most popular nation, most hated. So when you go to speak to the people of the world, we're the second most hated nation. They hate us. When I grew up, America was one of the most special and one of the most loved nation. But because we are basically Israeli first, it's all about Israel. All of our politicians just want to give our money to Israel. But they had a proposal to put liens on people's houses, to steal people's house. They want you to sell your house so that you could give the money to Benjamin Netanyahu, because they got to get some more dead hostages out. Who cares? They're dead. They're not even... Oh, no, they didn't return all the hostages. Well, maybe because the American bombs covered them up in rubble of these buildings and they can't find them. And do you know, the older generation who's glued to the television, or fortunately don't even watch the television at all, but it's the people like that are just... lazy-minded, and they're not thinking, or they're letting the TV do the thinking for them. Fortunately, those people are not have less and less significance. Like the people, it is very much like the baby boomer generation. Not all of them. There's some baby boomers that are aware and awake and are not watching the TV. But if you're a baby boomer and you're watching the TV, you have no idea that every single television network and all the mainstream channels were given directives. You do not discuss what's going on in Israel unless you just frame it in terms of the hostages. Okay, so you're not allowed to talk about the 50,000 children who've been murdered, 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 5-year-old children, been killed by U.S. bombs. Nope, you're only allowed to talk about the 25 hostages, or else you get fired. And so when you talk to somebody who's watching the TV, a baby boomer or something like that, and you say, well, what do you think about the Israeli situation over there? If they even have heard that there is a war going on, most of them haven't even heard, but if they have, they'll say, oh, it's terrible. We got to get those hostages back. 50,000 babies, children, young children. And then, but since the Jewish-owned and Jewish-controlled ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, Fox, Jewish-owned, Jewish-controlled, BlackRock and Vanguard, Jewish, BlackRock Jewish, owns your television network. They own your politician. They own them. They own them. They're the property of Israel. They're the property of the Jewish banking cartels. They're just tools of Jewish power. Okay, so United States is now the second most hated nation on the earth. Now, who's the first most hated nation on the earth? Well, that'd be Israel, right? Putin and Xi are seen as heroes, right? But not on the Jewish-owned American television networks. On the Jewish-owned ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, you know, MSNBC, Putin is near death. The people hate him. Well, they hate him. Why does he have a 90% approval rating? Why does he get you an absolute approval rating, even among young people? Find me one American politician that has 87 to 90% approval rating. Find me one American politician who has over a 20% approval rating. You can't. Because American politicians are the most, like, slimiest, Judeo-centric, Jewish-owned, Jewish-controlled, not in every place. Amazingly enough, in this small town that I'm living in here, it's not Judeo-centric. It's not just Jew first, Jew this, Israel that. Fortunately, it's not. But it is corrupt to the core. They're just lining their pockets. It's just total corruption here, right? But it's not the Jewish type of corruption where you just, well, like you have in Jew York, where it's just give all your money to the Jews, give all your money to Israel. Netanyahu needs that money. Here in this small town that I live in, I don't even think they've ever heard of Benjamin Netanyahu. Some of them might, but most people, you say, what do you think about Benjamin Netanyahu? They've never heard him. They don't know. What do you think about the war in Israel? I didn't know there was a war. And so that's a good sign, because they did a study that said that people watch television know less about the world than people who don't. Like if you don't watch the news, if you absolutely do not watch the television news and do not watch any mainstream sources, you are much more intelligent and you know much more about how the world. You have more factually based connection to the world than if you watch television, which is you're getting the exact opposite of reality. The exact opposite. It's not so you have up is this way, up is there, up is there, but not on Jewish controlled American television. This is up on U.S. American television, right? You have right, what's right, what's good, what's right, right? On Jewish-controlled American television, it's the Benjamin Netanyahu is right. He's a good man. That's Jewish, right? So let's take a look at these Jewish dick-smoking scumbag son of a bitches.
So here, let me turn her off.
She's great, though. I really like
his
her.
Trip to Israel,
actually, we can put that.
Which was not like a personal vacation, by the way. It was him and a bunch of his other Republican.
So Here's your 50 states, one Israel. And let's just show you who, what you got there. They invite a bunch of scumbags out there. There's Netanyahu, King Scumbag, the most hated man in the world. Unless you talk to a Republican politician. This guy is their god. He's the god of your Republican politician. Benjamin Netanyahu is god, basically. Okay, so you could look at this. Look at that slimy son of a bitch, right? And there they all are, standing in front of the Knesset, showing at the time when the entire planet Earth is absolutely appalled at the murder of so many children. You have to go to the 15th century, the 12th century of life on this planet to find as much murder of children. I don't even think that in the flash of the atomic, of the nuclear detonation over Hiroshima and Nagasaki, I don't think as many children were killed as has been killed in the last few months in Israel. We can find that out. I think you have to go back to the Asian hordes, maybe Genghis Khan or Attila the Hun, to find as many children that have been killed. Certainly World War II, the battles in Europe, did not have any moments where there was this many children that were killed in such a short period of time, if there was that many children killed in the entire war. It's disgusting. The United States political class is disgusting. These people need to be dragged out in the street and gutted. They need to be guillotined, right? Or get your ass over to Israel and go live with the Jews. Go and suck Benjamin Netanyahu's dick. Get the hell out of this country. Go to Israel. Get out. And here's the names of these absolute lowlife son of a bitch people that better lose their job. So, 50 states, one Israel. It was a conference. No, it was a PR stunt, right? A PR stunt, that's all it is. Held in Israel, like all the PR stunts that they did. They're just bribing, blackmailing people, politicians, to do what they want. And the politician is so uncreative, you know. What a piece of shit. You know how stupid and uncreative you have to be to not realize that you will now win by going against it. All you have to do is not go door to door and say, I pledge not to give one more penny to Israel, and everyone will vote for you. But the political class, the American political class, is so stupid that they don't realize that yet. And we found that out in New York when there was actually 7 candidates lined up. And they asked, during the big debate for the mayor of New York, they asked 7 of them, what would be the first place you visit if you got the mayor? And one by one, they go, Israel, 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 Israel. Then get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here and go live in that shithole. Israel is a shithole, right? It's a desert. It's a rocky shithole. It's a piece of shit. The people there are eagerly supporting the genocide. And then they brainwash Christians into thinking that they're the chosen people. They're not. They took one line out of the Bible. And with the Darby and the Schofield Bible, they completely transformed Christianity to be this Jew-worshipping charade. Not the Catholic Church, unfortunately. With the recent popes, yeah, it's become more Judeo-centric. But some of these denominations, I won't name them. They know who they are, but they are just about, they're all in on Israel. It's just Israel, 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 Jew, Jew, Jew. If they're not Christians, then go give you all your money. But they had a proposal to get Americans to sell their houses and give the money to Israel. Imagine that. And some brainwashed idiot will do it. They want you to sell your homes now. so that they could support the genocide that has caused the United States to be the second most hated nation on earth besides Israel. It's because of what we're doing with Israel. So they've dragged our reputation into the dirt. The Jews are destroying and parasitizing this nation. Jews are parasites, you know? Background. The United States legislators began receiving invitations to the conference in 2025, May. The conference included travel, of course. You're not going to pay out of your own money to go visit these fucking rats. So it's paid entirely by the Israeli government. You get food, you get a nice hotel, and if you want some Ukrainian hookers, you got it. And if you want some underaged Ukrainian child sex networks that, like Epstein, which was run by the Israeli Mossad. Fact, it's a fact. They don't tell you that fact on the Jewish-owned ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox. They don't tell you that. That the Epstein child sex network was run by Israel. They don't tell you that, but everybody knows that. We've been talking about that for the last 10 years, that it was an Israeli operation. The people that are watching TV have never heard of that. You say so. You know that the Epstein operation was Jewish. It was run by the Israeli intelligence operation known as the Mossad. You know that, right? Never heard of it, but yet. The people that are not watching the television have been talking about that, and there's books about it. Everybody knows it was an Israeli Mossad operation, but the people that are getting glued, the baby boomers mostly, or people that are 65 and up, are still television watchers. Nobody under 40 is watching television, man. I mean, unless they're on drugs or they're unemployed or something like that. But if you have a normal, basic connection to reality, you're not a TV watcher. Okay, so they got the round trip airfare. I wish it was one way. Why did you have to make it round trip? Just make it one way. Go to Israel and fucking piss off. Stay there. Don't come back. You're not an American. You're a Judeo-centric, Israel first piece of shit. Okay. Oh, all their accommodation and their meals and their hookers and their underage sex exploitation network victims. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. These people are the most revolting people. The most revolting people. Israelis are revolting. They're repugnant. They're revolting. Because the polls say that like 95 to 96% of them are eagerly supporting the genocide of these children over there. Oh, because their skin is... And these people aren't even Jews that are supporting this. All these white-skinned Israelis are Polish and Lithuanian and Ukrainian. Yeah. Yeah, they're not from... They don't have Hebrew blood. Oh, no, we have Hebrew blood. Oh, yeah? Take a DNA test. Show us, prove it to us. All these people with the white faces that are claiming that they're Jews are Polish and Lithuanian Ukrainian and from the Caucasus. They're not from, they don't have any connection to the Levant, which was the biblical, Hebrew biblical times. No. But you know who does have the bloodlines? It's the Palestinians. So the Palestinians are actually the real people from that area. And the Polish, the white Polish scumbag criminals have gone there and claimed that it's that they're the real Jews. And then the dark-skinned Jews who are there, the Mizrahi Jews, not the Ashkenazi Jews, right? So you have three types of Jews. You have the Ashkenazi Jews. Those are the scumbags, imposters. They're pretending that they're Jewish, but they don't have Hebrew blood, so that they're not Jews. They're just the money people, the Ashkenazi. So the white-skinned Jews are the ones with the money. Then you have the dark-skinned Jews. Those are the Mizrahi Jews. Those are actual people who have bloodlines that go back to the ancient times of Israel. They're dark-skinned and they're poor. They're not like these rich white-skinned Jews who have taken over that land and claim that it's theirs. But it actually belongs to the Palestinians. It's the Palestinians that were there, and then they shared it with the ancient Mizrahi dark-skinned Jews who looked like the Palestinians. They shared the land with them, but when these white Polish, Lithuanian, and Ukrainians came down, they treat those people just like the Americans treated the say black people up until the civil rights movement. So they were the real bloodline Hebrew Jews actually are not that bad, like the white-skinned fake Ashkenazi-type Jews that have no Hebrew blood. They don't belong in Israel. They belong back in Poland. So all of your prime ministers, except for like one, are from Poland. They have Polish blood. So Benjamin Netanyahu's name is Benjamin Milikowski. He's from Poland. That's why he changed his name from Milikowski, which is a Polish name, and he changed it to Netanyahu to make it sound like he's more Jewish. But these are the people who are part of the, they were the court Jews back in the Middle Ages, up through the Renaissance and the Reformation. And the court Jews were what the king arranged to have white people from Poland and Lithuania pretend that they were Jews because Christianity did not allow usury. And so the kings would not like to have a bunch of greasy fucking Jews with their gold coming around exploiting their people. In some cases that happened, only in cases where Jews were able to hide their gold. But it's not likely that they were able to do that very well because the king could just capture the Jew, torture them and get the gold, and then set up white people from Europe to say, now you say you're Jewish, and then you're going to do all the usury, and you're going to claim that you're Jewish, and then we'll let you keep some of the money. That was the deal that the kings made with the court, so-called court Jews. They were not Jewish. Court Jews were not Jewish. It was just an inside job that the king worked out so that he didn't have to deal with the anti-usury laws of Christianity. But you see, there's even speculation that the usury laws were set up by Jews. Like many of the aspects of Christianity that we see actually benefits them. So if they could say, if they could get the church to say you're not allowed to charge interest, only us Jews can do that, well, you could then set up a bunch of fake people to claim that they're Jewish, right? And then they do all the money lending. And so essentially you've cornered the market on banking, on money lending, right? So I don't want to have my face next to this piece of shit too much. But here's the names of the people that went to this thing. So Chuck Kopp, from a Republican from Alaska, you're a piece of shit. You need to lose your job and you need to go to Israel. Optics, I hate that word. The optics are real bad for you, dude. Neil Foster, you're a piece of shit. Go Alaska. Look at all these people from Alaska. You don't even have any Jews in Alaska. Yeah, you're going to suck that Jew dick. There's no Jews in Alaska. The percentage of Jews in Alaska is minuscule, almost statistically insignificant. Just like the number of Jews in North Dakota, where Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem was a governor, and now she's with the Trump administration. Where Kristi Noem is in North Dakota or South Dakota, something like that, Montana, one of those places, has almost no Jews there. Maybe 1,000 or something in that state, 2,000, whatever it is. It's minuscule number of Jews. Yet her central focus of Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security Director, who has no experience being a Homeland Security Director. She's an asshole. She's a Jewish dick smoker. But her first, second, third, fourth, fifth concerns are Jews and Israel and anti-Semitism laws. That's all she's doing. So our Homeland Security Director isn't protecting the homeland. It's protecting Israel. It's all about Israel. So, Neil Foster, you're a piece of shit. Go suck Benjamin Netanyahu's dick. Bill Walkowski, you're a scumbag. Shelley Hughes, go fuck yourself. Frank Carroll, you need to lose your job. Quang Nguyen, what the hell is a Vietnamese, Quang Nguyen, who's an Arizona representative, going to Israel? What the fuck does it have to do in Arizona? Well, look, just go through this list. And please, everybody, let's make sure that these people lose their jobs. Let's make sure they lose their jobs. They are the most revolting son of a bitches. All these people. Here's their names. You know how easy it is to take their jobs away from them? Just take their job. Just go door to door. This is easy. Just say this guy went to. He's an Israeli firster. Look at that. West Virginia. Ooh, Tom Willis is one. Washington, Drew Stokesbury, Virginia. What the hell does all the Vermont? You know, Texas, like South Dakota. What the hell does going to worship Benjamin Netanyahu have anything whatsoever to do with your role as a politician in South Dakota? What the hell does it have anything to do with it? Well, the answer is nothing. So let's finish off this with
just got back from his trip to. So my dad, a Republican state senator in New Mexico, just got back from his trip to Israel, which was not like a personal vacation, by the way. It was him and a bunch of his other Republican cronies who got invited to Israel for what I can only assume was just like a propaganda trip. So yeah, it looks like my dad and a bunch of other just like loser politicians from New Mexico went to meet with Netanyahu, and I don't know what they could possibly discuss. I mean, again, it's my dad and a bunch of other, like, state senators and state reps, which, like, how does meeting with Netanyahu help the local people of New Mexico? But yeah, I genuinely believe that Israel is, like, paying my dad now to, like, peddle propaganda, because he also posted this, like, super long tweet that's, like, basically dissertation length, that I'm not even gonna, I couldn't even take a screenshot of it and get even half of it. Like, that would take, like, 4 screenshots to get the entire thing. So if you want to check it out, I guess, go to his Twitter profile. But he was basically just peddling all of this Israeli propaganda, saying that the genocide is a lie, and that, like, civilians aren't being killed, and the IDF is doing everything they can to, like, minimize casualties. And I'm like, How much are they paying my dad? You know, like, how much is his soul? Because it seems like he has sold his soul to the devil and is now just peddling, like, lies and propaganda, which, I mean, look, he's a Republican politician. That's kind of, like, par for the course. But it's just a little odd to me that somebody who is a state senator, again, he's not even a U.S. senator, he's a state senator, got personally invited to Israel and met with Netanyahu. Like, what is going on here? I'm genuinely so confused, and I don't know. I think there's some, like, nefarious stuff happening, and I just genuinely hope that this will be the end of my dad's political career, because he is clearly not somebody who has, like, his constituents' best interests in mind. He just wants that Israeli propaganda money, I guess.